Ultimately, hurricanes in the Gulf early next week. Louisiana's in that cone for 13 as it comes out of the Atlantic across the southern tip of the Florida Peninsula sometime late Monday. We'll watch the progress as they develop over the weekend. An evening sky tonight, becoming partly cloudy, an isolated thunderstorm, 70s in the morning. Tomorrow, scattered afternoon showers and thunderstorms. Sunday, rounds of thunderstorms and showers. Ralph Sanji, WGSO.
Here's some things you need to know if you're asked to evacuate due to an emergency. Establish a personal emergency fund. A few extra dollars could help cover a hotel or gas costs if you're forced to leave. If you need assistance for you or your pets to evacuate, find out what resources your local emergency managers have to offer. Develop an evacuation plan now. Determine where you'd go and how to get there. Have a go kit with emergency supplies and copies of important paperwork. Keep your phones charged to receive emergency alerts and warnings.
Welcome to the New Orleans Dine, Wine, and Spirits Show, your daily opportunity to hear what's going on in the world of beverage and dining in New Orleans and around the world. Your host is Tim McNally. Tim welcomes your phone calls and your questions. Call 504-556-9696. Now, here's your host, Tim McNally.
All right, let's figure this thing out. If you like heat, you're in for a wonderful couple of days. 90 degrees out there right now. There are no showers in the area that we can find. And it's going to be just about like that tomorrow. Maybe a degree or two warmer. But it's going to be a little bit like that tomorrow. A little partly cloudy. No showers. Sunday, we're going to have showers come through here. We probably will stay kind of in the mid-80s. That's kind of a nice thing. That'll be sweater weather as far as we're concerned. And then on Tuesday, we're going to be a little warmer, but there will be showers. Now, here's the big unknown about all that's going on. We have two tropical systems out there in the Gulf or soon to be in the Gulf. And one of them, hasn't gotten a name just yet. It's 14 is what they want to call it. I just heard one of the newscasters ahead of me refer to the other one as 13. The other one has a name now, so it is a full-fledged tropical storm. But we're looking at about Tuesday afternoon. This one, 14, is going to be off the coast of Texas, not far from the Texas-Louisiana border, not far from the Sabine River, not far from Galveston, or Orange, down in that area. It'll be there Tuesday afternoon, still offshore. So, and they are predicting that it's going to be a number one, 40 to 75 mile per hour out there, and it'll be there when it makes landfall, they are predicting. And when it makes landfall, of course, it's going to lose punch. So that's Tuesday afternoon. And about 2 o'clock. So get ready for that little fun thing that's going to happen out there. We are not even in the cone of stupidity on that one. They call it the cone of uncertainty. I prefer to call it the cone of stupidity because that's kind of it. Now then, the other one, which is coming into the Gulf, literally on its heels. This one will be in the Gulf Monday afternoon, be between Cuba and the tip of Florida. And it will be a tropical storm at that point, but it will pick up steam as it crosses the Gulf. And that one, we're looking at Wednesday afternoon, maybe around the mouth of the river. So they keep moving this one to the west. It was yesterday, it was bending around Florida, and heading up into Panama City and Apalachicola up into that area. But now they've got it kind of with our name on it at this time. Now, that doesn't mean it's going to stay that way because it's already made some significant changes in its projected path just since yesterday. But along about, so Tuesday afternoon, 14, is going to be off the coast of Texas coming in. This one is on Wednesday afternoon, and this one is, looks like right now they've got it coming right at us. So, and this is going to be a storm that we need to keep an eye on also. So we've got two out there, and really we could be in that cone, that projected cone that you know the Hurricane Center always gives itself a lot of room by Tuesday and Wednesday. So we're going to know more about all of this probably Sunday and Monday. So we need to pay attention. This one, however, looks a little frightening and doesn't look like this is anything we're going to want to mess with. So I would keep an eye on this one, which and the name of the storm is Laura. So this is one you're going to want to keep an eye on and look out. Now then, to add to that piece of information, just so you've got it all, there has just come off the coast of Africa another tropical system. It's got only got a 20% chance of cyclone formation in the next 2 days, but it's got a really good chance in 5 days of forming. Now, possibly these other two storms having passed through the Atlantic and into the Caribbean, possibly they will have cleared out some systems, some dry air. They will have cleared out some of the heat that's in the Gulf and in the Atlantic waters, and they will keep this thing from going bigger as we move into the following week. So it looks like this one is going to not fall apart, not break up. It's disorganized right now, but again, it's just come off the coast of Africa. In the area known as the Cabo Verde Islands, and it's trying to get itself together, and it might be able to do that. But so we've got a lot of activity. We're at the height of the season right now, so this is not anything to panic over. This is something to pay attention to and prepare for, and just be sure that you are ready for 14, should that one get a name on it, and that one's going to head up over the Yucatan over the weekend, Sunday and Monday, and then head into Texas on Tuesday. And then we've got Laura, who's out east of Puerto Rico and Cuba right now, but heading into the Gulf, and it is going to probably be in our neighborhood next Wednesday. So we've got a lot of visitors coming. I hope you've cleaned up and have vacuumed. Very important stuff. So any plans you have and not many people have plans these days, but any plans you have, I would revisit those plans as we go forward and keep them fluid because they need to be fluid right now. That's what we got going. We also have Eric Stewart on the line. Eric is with the Crescent City runner's race, and Eric is doing his very best to confuse us.
I finally got a race that fit your demographic, Tim. I mean, you have me on all the time. We're always talking about running, but we're always missing that other little thing that you like to talk about so much.
Yeah, drinking. Yeah. Well, this thing coming up is it's confusing because you're running what I would consider to be a reward for drinking race, but you don't have pubs that are open right now. So let's talk about what you guys are going to come up with here.
Yeah, so last time we talked, about a month and a half ago, you can't run an actual road race in Jefferson Parish or Orleans Parish. So what we've been doing, what we did with the Crescent City Classic, and we did with Liberty Road Challenge that benefited the World War II Museum, is you run a virtual race. So you run, bike, treadmill, whatever you want to do to complete this mileage, and you get milestones as Liberty Road as you moved along. So in this case, we've got 16 bars that are pretty much iconic down in the French Quarter. And every time you complete a 5K loop, and you're going to do 16 of these, you'll get a merit badge that you went to, let's say, the Carousel Bar in the Monteleone. And you'll have completed the first 3.1 miles. Now, there's 16 of them. When you complete the whole thing virtually, you can do it in your backyard. You can do it on the levee. You can do it in a park. You do the whole thing. You'll get your commemorative New Orleans French Quarter Barathon T-shirt and a medal that actually doubles as a beer bottle opener.
Oh, my God, that's a great medal. That's the where are the Boy Scouts when you need them, for crying out loud?
There you go.
Great medal. Eric, I'm going to ask you to hang 1 second because I do want to talk to you about how the Crescent City experiment went with a virtual road race. And now you're staging it again, but only in the quarter. This is called the Bourbon Street Barathon. And we're gonna spend some time with that. If you got a moment, can you stick around, buddy?
I do. For you, absolutely. As long as
nobody ever says that, I'm gonna take advantage of that. Write me a check and be quick about it. Tim McNally, right here in the Dine, Wine, and Spirit Show, WGSO 990 AM. We're talking to Eric Stewart, and we're going to talk about the Bourbon Street Barathon, which sounds like a whole lot of fun and less work than most of these road races that Eric's involved with. We're coming right back.
Jack Jelenko again, local wine guy. Just because we're staying close to home right now doesn't mean we can't enjoy a great wine as we sit around the pool or in the backyard on a hot summer evening. A perfect wine is the Yamhill Valley Vineyard Rosé of Pinot Noir. It's crisp and dry with beautiful fruit. Drink it on its own or with some grilled shrimp. And the price is so reasonable, you can get a bottle for everyone so you don't need to invade social distancing space to refill a glass. Yamhill Pinot Noir Rosé. Cheers.
On behalf of the Windsor Court Hotel's 250 associates, we hope you and your loved ones are staying safe. We appreciate the hard work of the government officials, community leaders, and first responders leading New Orleans through this pandemic and keeping our city on its feet during this unprecedented time. We abide by the adage, this too shall pass, and when it does, we will celebrate in true New Orleans style. When that time comes, the team at the Windsor Court will look forward to welcoming you all back to our hotel the same way we have been for 36 years and counting. Until then, be well, and we will see you soon.
Ralph Brennan's Ralph's at the Park continues to create memorable dishes from talented chef Chip Flanagan and an inspired owner. Every dinner is discounted, as are the wines from an award-winning list. Order before 4 p.m. Wednesday through Sunday. Pick up at the curb. Take home a classic New Orleans dining experience. Check out the website with current menu at ralphsonthepark.com, 504-488-1000. Ralph's on the Park, 900 City Park Avenue in Mid-City. Listeners to the Dine, Wine, and Spirits Show make New Orleans the cultured spot on the map that it is. Your message can reach these active people who give our area its reputation as a key destination for great food, amazing beverages, unmatched history, culture, and phenomenal music. These are the people who deserve to hear about you. Call WGSO at 522-5461, and let's get you and your message on the air on the road to sales success. Tim McNally, and we're back. Thank you very much, the Dine, Wine, and Spirits Show. We are talking to Eric with the a man that runs for a living, evidently, which is the job many of you would probably prefer to have than the one you got now. But this whole thing. So, Eric, we're doing a virtual race based on the geography of Bourbon Street, but we're not doing it on Bourbon Street.
So what you're saying is true. So, but there's a lot of other bars that are involved in the quarter. Royal Sinesta's got the Desire Oyster Bar in it. The Monleone's got the Carousel Bar in it.
Old Absinthe House is in there. Bar Tonique. Effervescence.
Yes. There you go. I don't have them all in front of me, but each one.
I do. Yeah. But you're calling it the Bourbon Street, whatever.
But we're all encompassing. I mean,
some of them are
not on Bourbon, like Napoleon House. But they're all in that realm. And the good thing about this, Tim, is, and we talked about this with the Ribbity Road Challenge, we were going to give, 100% of the donations and a big portion of each one of the registration fees goes into a pot. And it's going to be, the beneficiary of this one's going to be the Louisiana Hospitality Foundation.
That's so great. That's a great cause.
You know her, right? Yeah. So this time what we're going to do is hopefully create a fund for servers and waiters and bartenders and people like that that are having financial difficulties. Maybe, they've got a medical bill they can't pay or a portion of their rent that they can't pay. So we're trying to create a fund for these people through this Bourbon Street Barathon in conjunction with our race. So,
Eric, give us the mechanics of how somebody can get involved with this thing, and what are they getting for? What's in it for the participant?
So the participant gets, again, when you're in this pandemic state and, you can't, sometimes you get in the gym, but you can't do any physical racing right now. So it's tough sometimes to get motivated to go out in your backyard or go to the park, get on your bike and go to the levee and ride or something like it. I mean, just generally anywhere you want to go like that. But with this challenge, like every time you make the circuit of this thing, you get a credit for going to one of these bars, Bar Tonique, get credit for going to the Napoleon House. So it gives you something to point for. So at the end of the 16 bars. But
to be clear, you're not really going to these bars.
You are not. They're closed.
Yes, exactly. Exactly.
So we're giving them a couple of things. We're trying to, like I said, raise money for Louisiana Hospitality Foundation. At the same time, we're trying to give them some recognition because this is a national. You can do this anywhere. We've already got people registered from Minnesota and New York that want to give a little bit back to some place that they used to frequent or at least go down and walk around and maybe have a drink at one of these places, but can't do it right now. But understand the severe pressure that they're under, the fact that they're not open, not been able to operate. So it's helping them out, not really being able.
Does the participant, Eric, define where he wants his money to go?
He does not. It just goes in. Just all goes to the.
It's into a pot. Okay.
Yeah, because. Like I said, Jennifer Kelly, she does great work. She's already been, helping out the people in the quarter she's gotten millions of dollars from what I understand from other sources to help these people out.
So at the foundation. She's with the foundation.
Yeah. She is the foundation. She's best able to determine where this money should go.
So we've got 15 bars, and then we've got. So someone, whoever chooses to be a part of this goes to your website and
CCC10K.com.
One more time, please.
CCC10K.com.
Okay, CCC10K. 10 is the
one.
Don't spell it out. It's numeral. So 10K.com. And then they register. They pay a fee, $35. Is that right?
That is correct.
And you send them a shirt and a medal.
I do. And we also, when they've hit a milestone, we'll send them an email with a milestone marker. Tell them what their progress is like. They log their miles as they go along. It's really a good way to keep yourself on track when there's no real way to run a physical race these days.
No kidding. So they're on their own. To be honest with you, which is that, come on, Why would you cheat at this? And they are going to report to you as they make progress. And they're going to get a chance to wear this shirt and this medal around to amuse their friends and to be the first ones on their block to do this thing. There is a time frame here involved. What is it?
So you can register right now. And you can even start accumulating miles right now, but you won't really log your miles until September the 15th. And then you have to have all 16 bars completed by October the 15th. So we'll
you keep. I'm sorry, Eric. You keep referring to these bars. There is really. What does the participant have to do with the bars outside of the fact that the bars are the recipients of these funds?
It's just a way to keep track of it. So if you look on there's a course map that shows you where each bar is, and every time you run around this course, which is 3.1 miles, a 5K, you would hit. Let's say you hit Bar Tony, then you'd hit Carousel Bar the next time, then you'd hit Napoleon House the next time. So you'd just be ticking off as each time you ran a 5K, you'd get another bar completed.
You go.
Tim, it's all, like you said, it's honor system. It's just a way for you to, like, keep track of what you've done to date for that month-long period of time you've been out there.
Wonderful. It's a marvelous program. You're raising money for all the right sources, and then you're keeping people in touch with our wonderful bar community. And this has it all going for it. This is a great idea. You guys, you know, it was worth staying up all night coming up with this.
Well, what we're trying to do is come up with these unique challenges like we did for World War II Museum, and at the same time, come up with a beneficiary in the New Orleans community that's, you know, kind of hurting and needs all the help they can get. That because we can't, obviously, Southwest cut flights today. We do have people driving in, but, you know, those are, you know, not what they'd normally be. So This is a way for everybody throughout the United States to give back to this great city that that you and I both love, and, you know, is because of our tourism being our main industry. You know, we're struggling right now.
It's worse than struggling, as you well know. You're being kind. So it's a mess. The Bourbon Street Barathon, benefiting the Louisiana Hospitality Foundation, and the bars involved, although they are not physically involved, they are involved in a virtual capacity. Lafitte's in Exile, Court of Two Sisters, Napoleon House, Brennan's, Lafitte's Blacksmith Shop, the Golden Lantern, Carousel Bar, Old Absinthe House, Arno's, French 75, Bar Tonique, Effervescence, The Sazerac Restaurant and Bar, Good Friends, Pat O'Brien's, and Tropical Isle. And you said you had a couple to add to that.
Did you say Court of Two Sisters on that one?
I did, yeah.
Courts on that. The only other one's Desire Street Oyster Bar at Royal Sonesta.
Wonderful. Eric, man, we're going to talk to you again about this as we get closer to the date. We're going to get people involved, and we're going to keep hammering away at this.
Thank you, man. Tim, really, I appreciate you giving me the forum all the time. Thanks so much.
Always a pleasure to have you on, sir. You're doing good work, and you're entertaining, so you fill all the boxes in for me. Tim McNally, the Dine, Wine, and Spirit Show, WGSO 990 AM from the heart of the Crescent City. We'll be right back.
The Sazerac House is now open at 101 Magazine Street at the corner of Canal and Magazine in the heart of downtown New Orleans. You're cordially invited to experience timeless traditions and history that's worth repeating. Enjoy complimentary self-guided tours, interactive cocktail exhibits, spirit tastings, and experience the production of Sazerac Rye Whiskey and Peychaud's Bitters right on site. And don't miss the Sazerac House's retail store with one-of-a-kind gifts and novelties sure to please anyone. For more information, visit www.sazerachouse.com.
Jimmy Setchum, who is the executive chef at Broussard's restaurant.
We just rolled out a new happy hour menu. Very French-inspired, small plates, some crab and corn beignets, andouille gruyères, palms
d'Auphine. Andouille gruyère?
Yeah. Andouille, gruyère cheese, pot au chou dough, fried up actually instead of baked, so they get that nice crispy outside and fluffy interior. You get the cheese all melty. Doing some petite sandwiches as well. Make it very kind of French street-inspired. We're doing a mini croque monsieur, mini grilled cheese, little Cajun sliders.
Broussard's restaurant, 819 Conti in the heart of the French Quarter.
Peek into Brennan's, the Grand Dame restaurant on historic Royal Street in the French Quarter, to find The Roost, a quintessential and elegant southern bar overlooking a lush courtyard that welcomes all to partake in the merriment of New Orleans. The amusing aviary-inspired bar is home not only to the most progressive wine and food experience in New Orleans, but also an innovative cocktail program of traditional classics with distinctly relevant twists by the hand of lead bartender Lou Brow. Pop in and celebrate at Brennan's, Roost Bar at any hour of the day. Your Caribbean milk punch awaits.
This is Jane. Grand Cru is a unique wine and spirit store in the Marigny at 2305 Decatur Street. We are a destination for all wine lovers who are looking for small production wines from all over the world. Grand Cru has an extensive wine and spirit selection with 120 bottles of sparkling wine. And we are dog friendly. Join us for our free tastings every Thursday night. You can find all store events and even shop online at grandcru.com. GRANDEKREWE. Find us at the corner of Marigny Street and Decatur. Call 504-309-8309 for more information. Cheers.
Louisiana Radio Network, I'm Matt Doyle. A Baton Rouge man who killed a woman in a high-speed wreck last summer after he says God told him to kill himself is found not guilty by reason of insanity. 19-year-old Jack Jordan's attorney, James Manassa, says it's the definition of a tragedy that no one saw coming from a kid like Jordan, who was described as a good student on his way to college.
There was no signs of this previously, and just this one first psychotic episode turned into a tragedy.
The victim was identified as Stephanie Payne. And there's potential for two hurricanes in the Gulf of Mexico next week. State climatologist Barry Kimes says one of the storms is expected to enter the Gulf on Sunday after moving over the Yucatan Peninsula. Kimes says the official forecast track calls for this system to develop into a hurricane as it approaches the Louisiana-Texas coastline.
We have it reaching hurricane strength in the middle of the Gulf and then weakening back down to a tropical storm before landfall. But just keep in mind, the intensity forecasting is not very good.
LouisianaRadioNetwork.com News. This has been Matthew Doyle reporting.
Tiger Rag.
Let's go!
Protecting the American people.
Coronavirus is highly contained.
Can still be contained.
Let me start off by saying
2019 was an incredible year for the Tigers. 2020, however.
This is the crazy part, ladies and gentlemen.
Even without sports for the last few months, we here at Tiger Rag Magazine have been telling the stories behind LSU athletics. And it's been filling our pages with can't-miss content. Now, we're looking forward to filling Tiger Stadium this fall.
I have never had anything but a good time.
But we gotta keep that coronavirus under control.
The spread of coronavirus is a serious matter. We're all in this together.
The sports world is constantly moving and constantly changing. And Tiger Rag keeps you updated at the newsstands and on the web at TigerRag.com.
On the internet worldwide.
When it comes to LSU athletics, Tiger Rag Magazine is the MVP. Most valuable publication.
I'm standing in a cage with five full-grown tigers in line.
Catch the stories you need to know with the real Tiger King. Online at TigerRag.com.
Hey, New Orleans, Jack Jelenko again, local wine guy. Yeah, it's hot, it's summer, and you're pretty much stuck eating at home. I get it. But fire up that grill, throw on some ribs or chicken, and enjoy the home life. And there's nothing better with any barbecue than Rundquist 1448 Red Blend. Juicy and forward, it even does well with a few minutes in the ice tub. 1448 from Rundquist. Wear your mask, stay smart and healthy, and eat well. Cheers.
The Sazerac House is now open at 101 Magazine Street at the corner of Canal and Magazine in the heart of downtown New Orleans. You're cordially invited to experience timeless traditions and history that's worth repeating. Enjoy complimentary self-guided tours, interactive cocktail exhibits, spirit tastings, and experience the production of Sazerac Rye Whiskey and Peychaud's Bitters right on site. And don't miss the Sazerac House's retail store with one-of-a-kind gifts and novelties sure to please anyone. For more information, visit www.sazerachouse.com.
This is Bob.
Grand Cru is a unique wine and spirit store in the Marigny at 2305 Decatur, right off of Elysian Fields. Do you love whiskey?
This is Terry. You will find spirits that you need to make your favorite specialty cocktails. A classy place with a neighborhood vibe. Join us for free tastings every Thursday night. And all of our bottles are available at our online store at grandekrewe.com.
That's Grand Cru. Find us at the corner of Marigny and Decatur. Call 309-8309 for more information.
The gift of good taste and doing good are as close as your phone and Ralph's on the Park restaurant. Gift cards are the perfect gift, always the right size, and always appreciated. Ralph's on the Park gift cards benefit displaced employees as they struggle during this most difficult time. Fine dining and good intentions have never gone together so well. Physical gift cards and e-cards are both available at 504-539-5506 on neworleans-food.website, and the cards are accepted at all six Ralph Brennan restaurants. Come on with me. Come on down to New Orleans. It's always New Orleans in song because nothing really rhymes with New Orleans. So it's always New Orleans. And then you got the Land of Dreams, da-da-da-da, and all that stuff. Tim McNally, the Dine, Wine, and Spirits Show on WGSO 990 AM here on a pretty warm afternoon. But then again, it's August. There should be no surprises here. That you're going to be staying indoors in what we happily refer to as air conditioning. Thank you, Mr. Carrier, for coming up with this engineering miracle. We are looking at these two storms that are heading our way by the middle of next week. Both are coming in. Number 15, which was Laura, now has a name to it. It's sitting out there a little bit in the Atlantic, kind of on the edge of where the Caribbean meets the Atlantic and coming into the Gulf. We can plan on that. And that storm is going to head into the northwest, make a kind of a bend, a bow, if you will, and is going to end up somewhere following the peninsula of Florida, and we don't know exactly where that's going yet because obviously those projection apparatus, we haven't come up with that yet. How do you project something that is at the mercy of steering currents coming at it from all directions, something as massive as a tropical storm? So, but right now, the latest report from the National Hurricane Center has that storm coming right at us on Wednesday afternoon. And it will be a hurricane, they are saying. Once it hits those warm waters of the Gulf, it will be a hurricane. The one ahead of that, which is 14, it doesn't have a name just yet, and it is somewhere around below south and east of the Yucatan, and that storm is going to cross over the Yucatan, probably going right over Cancun and Merida, and it's going to get back into the Gulf. But it's got a kind of a straight line shot into the Houston, Galveston area, Orange, Texas, maybe along the Sabine River, where the Sabine goes down into the Gulf, the boundary between Texas and Louisiana. So both of them, and that's looking for Tuesday afternoon. So it's going to be a fairly exciting early part of the week if you're a weather junkie. So this might be a good opportunity this weekend to check, you know, all of your systems. Check your water, check your batteries, all of your systems, just to be sure. Something's coming, and it may be two something. So we've got that going on. Antoine Robert is on the line, and Antoine is with Distillery de Provence. Antoine, welcome to the show, sir.
Hi, thank you. Thank you very much. I'm very happy to be online with you.
Oh, you're very kind. And Antoine called a little while ago when we were talking to Eric about the bar run for the Crescent City Classic. And Antoine was kind enough to call back. But Antoine, you're calling from the beautiful country of France, aren't you?
That's it. And more specifically from the region of Provence, which is in the southeast of France between the Mediterranean Sea and the Alps.
So let's talk about Distilleries de Provence, because it is a very old company, isn't it?
Quite old. I must say it was built in 1898, because as other distillery actually in the region, because our area, we are in the town of Fort-Calquier, and I were what we call the country of Fort-Calquier is an area which is well known for the quality and the variety of its plants and spices. And that's why for centuries you had herbalists, apothecaries, and then distillers that came in our area. And that's how our distillery was born. And now we are the only one remaining in the region.
Let's talk about, because there's some confusion about the difference between absinthe and pastis. And back when absinthe came into its bad segment, which is right after your distillery was founded in the early 1900s, pastis stepped up and became that style of spirit that was used in many cocktails and after-dinner drinks and all that. What's the difference between the two?
Yeah, you're totally right, and that's a very good question. So you're right. Absinthe was the ancestor of pastis. Actually, it's a liqueur, an elixir. It was an elixir at first that has been invented at the end of the 18th century in the region. In the border region between France and Switzerland, it became very popular, and so more and more people used to drink it, and also distillery more down south started to distill it. So also in our region of Provence, and that's why it was one of the first products of our distillery when it was created, And it was forbidden a few years, 17 years after the launch of our absinthe and of our distillery, so in 1915. People were willing to have still the same kind of drink, an anise drink, very refreshing for the apéritif that in France, the apéritif time is really important. And before it was called the green hour because it was really linked to absinthe. And so they wanted this kind of drink for apéritif with anise and with plants, but without the wormwood that was now forbidden. And that's how the pastis really became a commercial drink. Because it had existed for years before that, it was a homemade drink. So people in Provence used to harvest the plants that were around. So thyme, rosemary, sage, lemon balm, green anise, fennel, and so on. They put that into alcohol, let it macerate it, macerating, and then serve it with very fresh water. And some of the people in Provence, the ones that were living closer from the Mediterranean Sea and especially from Marseille, also add something more exotic to their pastis. And they add also spices from all over the world that arrived at Marseille port. That was the most important port at the time of the Mediterranean Sea. And so they could add cardamom, star anise, cloves, nutmeg, and so on. And they add their pastis. In the Provençal language, so the language from our region, pastis means mix. And it means mix. It's related actually to two things, to the fact that you mix your pastis with water, also to the fact that the pastis is a mix of a lot of different botanicals.
I just opened up, as you were giving that wonderful explanation, Antoine, I just opened up a bottle of the Henri Bardouin, and the aroma coming off of this spirit is so delightful and fresh. And that is, I'm determining personally that is a major difference between the pastis and the absinthe, all of these spices that I'm getting out of the pastis.
Exactly. Well, you sum up well what is our pastis and what we wanted it to be, because pastis, we made it for ages now, for after the so also our distillery, after the absinthe was banned, started to make pastis, and they evolved the recipe. So in the history of our distillery, we launched four different pastis, and so every time a new pastis that would be a bit more complex, a bit more delicate and so on, and with more aromas, more flavors, and so on. And it's in 1990 that my father, that was managing and is still managing the distillery, really, after years of researches, years of work with one of her fellow oenologists, really found the perfect recipe that they wanted. And what they wanted was something very complex, very very fine, very really good, and that would be a link with what was pastis before. So this mix between the plants from from Provence, thyme, rosemary, and so on, but also more exotic plants that add really something very interesting in the taste. And so that's how we launched Henri Bardouin, that he named after the former owner, that was also the father of his best friend. Yeah, and he was also part of the family, so that was still a legacy, you know. And so he named it after him, and because it's also him that gave him this love for the distillery, for pastis, and so on. And so he could launch it. So now we have a pastis, the Henri Bardouin, that is made out of more than 65 botanicals. So you have, of course, as I said, the rosemary, thyme, and all the typical plants from Provence. And you have cloves, nutmeg, you have cinnamon, you have cardamom. Cardamom is also very important.
But there's no wormwood in here, is that right? There's no wormwood in here?
There is no wormwood, because in pastis there is no wormwood. You will never find wormwood. You will find star anise, And you can add as many botanicals as you want. It really depends. It just has to be all the time 90 proof. And then you can have a very complex recipe like ours.
So it is not as alcoholic. I'm sorry, Antoine. It is not as alcoholic as absinthe.
No, it's not because in general the absinthe are between 92 and 140 proof. Right. Whereas the pastis is slightly less, and it really is even a more refreshing drink than the pastis.
Yes,
than the
you know, this strikes me, Antoine, as I have friends who don't like absinthe because it is so bold, it is so in your face, if you will, and I think they would like this very much. This is softer, more elegant.
Well, that's also, of course, a difference of taste. Of course, the fact that you have a lot of botanicals, there are very few drinks that have so many botanicals. You have the Chartreuse, which is also well-known liqueur, of course, made of a lot of plants and spices, but they are not so much that are so complex and so full of botanicals. And so, of course, it adds really something unique to its taste and very special. And so it's like an explosion, you know, of flavors.
Antoine, we're running down on time here. I would like to have you comment on how pastis is to be used. I know the French drink it over with a little water, and they drink it mostly that way. But how do you like it? Do you like it that way?
Yeah, not with only a little, but with a lot of water, especially with our pastis that is very strong in aromas, in flavors. So you will put one part of pastis and 6 to 10 parts of water, because it really has to be very refreshing and with a lot of water to give the best of its taste.
I didn't do 6 to 1. I did 1 to 1 on this drink I've got here, and I am. It is wonderful. It's wonderful.
It can be good. It can be good also, but just try 1 to 6 or 7 with very cold water, and you will see it's perfect, especially in hot summer. I guess in New Orleans it's also very hot at the moment, and that's the perfect drink, you know.
It is very refreshing, and this is a nice way to spend an afternoon just sipping on a little pastis. I feel very civilized.
And another advice. So that's a good way to drink it. You can, of course, use it in different cocktails. That can be really nice. But also while cooking, it's really great with flambéed or sauteed shrimp, especially all seafood and fish. If you put a bit of pastis Henri Bardouin on it while cooking, it's really great. Or just drinking it with fish while you eat fish is also a very nice way to enjoy it.
I love that idea. We have a lot of fish here. When are you coming to New Orleans, Antoine?
Well, I've never been yet to New Orleans, but one day when we can travel again, when all this craziness will be finished, I will come for sure to visit you.
I would be very excited about that. I would be honored about that. We're talking to Antoine. What?
A bottle. And bringing you a bottle.
Oh, yeah. Well, that goes without saying. I'm going to need that. Absolutely true. Absolutely true. So, Antoine Robert with the Distilleries de Provence. The pastis is what we've been drinking. P-A-S-T-I-S. Henri Bardouin is the label. And a beautiful product, which is what we sort of expect out of Provence, Antoine. Thank you for your time today.
Thanks a lot. That was a real pleasure. And well, take care and enjoy pastis for me.
Merci beaucoup. Have a nice evening, sir. Tim McNally right here in the Dine, Wine, and Spirit Show on WGSO 990 AM. We're going to be right back after a short break, a really short break, because then we got to get out of here. Come on back.
Ruler of my heart, robber of my soul.
Brennan's Wine Room, nestled in the depths of a two-story cellar, is a destination all on its own and is a perfect venue for intimate special occasions like birthdays, business dinners, and more. The dimly lit room features a massive 16-foot-long table milled from a single cypress found in the Mississippi Bayou. Wine lovers may opt to dine a la carte or indulge in the classic cellar experience with a multi-course tasting menu by James Beard finalist Chef Slade Rushing with personalized wine pairings. Call Brennan's today to book your exclusive private tour in our wine room.
Rebecca Chapman, who is the general manager, Jimmy Setchum, who is the executive chef at Broussard's Restaurant, one of the most beautiful restaurants in New Orleans, because Broussard's is a true New Orleans restaurant, and you guys are both New Orleanians.
It's such a pleasure and an honor to be a part of the history and culture at Broussard's.
If you haven't been there lately, you need to correct that problem. Get over there. They got the 1920 special, which is the date of the founding of Broussard's, on wines and on food.
Broussard's Restaurant, 819 Conti in the heart of the French Quarter.
Hey, New Orleans, Jack Chilenko again, local wine guy. We are living in crazy times, and our normal eating and drinking practices are nothing that we could have ever imagined. But hey, life hasn't stopped, and so as it feels comfortable and safe for you, please go out and support your local restaurants and wine shops. They care as much about your safety as you do, and together we can keep people in business and enjoy New Orleans' way of life. Wear your mask, stay smart and healthy, and be well. Cheers.
The Sazerac House is now open at 101 Magazine Street at the corner of Canal and Magazine in the heart of downtown New Orleans. You're cordially invited to experience timeless traditions and history that's worth repeating. Enjoy complimentary self-guided tours, interactive cocktail exhibits, spirit tastings, and experience the production of Sazerac Rye Whiskey and Peychaud's Bitters right on site. And don't miss the Sazerac House's retail store with one-of-a-kind gifts and novelties sure to please anyone. For more information, visit www.sazerachouse.com.
Well, it's Saturday night and I just got paid. Fool about my money, don't try to save. My heart said go, go. Have a time for Saturday night and I feel fine. Gonna rock it up. I'm gonna rip it up. I'm gonna shake it up.
We're gonna rock it up. We're gonna rip it up. And we're not far from putting this one in the can. We thank you very much for being with us on the Dine, Wine, and Spirit Show. I want to thank Eric for telling us about this Bourbon Street bar run, although it isn't just about Bourbon Street. It extends further out than that to bring money to the Louisiana Hospitality Foundation. And because, I mean, everybody's hurting right now. You know that. And so this is a good thing to do. Go to the Crescent City Classic website to get all the details. I want to thank Antoine Robert, who called all the way from Provence. We were talking about Henri Bardouin, Bardouin, Pastis, Pastis, which is historically a beverage that we've been interested in, because after absinthe ran into its problems with almost being outlawed, Pastis stepped in because that became the substitute for absinthe in the Sazerac cocktail. So historically, we've been linked to Pastis in this city going back to the early 1900s. They're still around, and we're still around, so I guess that counts for something. But it's quite good, and if you've never tried Pastis, maybe time to go give it a shot. Experiment around with it. It is good in cooking, and it is good in cocktails. So, you'll be the judge of how you want to use it. It is not the overwhelming flavors of anise, of licorice. It's not overwhelming on that at all. It's much softer, pulled back, doesn't have the alcohol content that absinthe does. So, this is something to do on a weekend, huh? Right? Going to find something to do. Sitting around waiting for these storms to come through here early to middle part of next week. Tim McNally, the Dine, Wine, and Spirit Show on WGSO 990 AM. We came to you from the heart of the Crescent City and happy about it. Until later, New Orleans. To your health.
downtown, Brennan's Restaurant is steeped in wine. And for the first time in 70 years, its award-winning wine program is led by an all-woman team. I'm Braith Tidwell, the wine director at